What is your soul? And how do you care for it? What does the Bible say? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about the care and feeding of our souls. What is the soul? Well, in the New Testament Greek, there is a word, psuche. It's spelled P-S-U-C-H-E. And psuche is the New Testament word for soul, and it means the mind, the will, and the emotions. There are three parts to our souls: our mind, our will, and our emotions. When Christ comes into us, He enters our spirit man. Now, the spirit man is different than the soul man, and the soul man is different than the physical man or the body. There are three of us in one, so to speak. In other words, man is made up of three parts. Man is tripartite, and he is made up of spirit, soul, and body. Well, we all know what the body is, and we've just defined the soul. What is the spirit? in the New Testament Greek, the language that the New Testament was originally written in, the word for spirit or spirit man is the Greek word pneuma, P-N-E-U-M-A, and it literally means the conscience and the intuition. So the spirit man perceives, but the soul man, being mind, will, and emotion, reasons. And that is the difference. The spirit man just knows that it knows that it knows. Have you ever had an experience where you just know that something is true, but you did not derive it through reason? You just perceived it like a hunch or a premonition. That's the spirit man. And then there are times when you reason things out and you think about them and you have thoughts that come forth that lead you to conclusions. That's the soul man. But we're talking today about the care and feeding of the soul man, our mind, will, and emotions. It's important to understand that just as we need to take care of our health in our physical body, we need to take care of our health in our soul man and in our spirit man. The best way to take care of the spirit man is to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, because when we do so, we invite Christ into our hearts, and He indwells our spirit man and immediately and completely regenerates our spirit man anew. That is, perfects our spirit man. Our spirit man becomes justified to the Father through Christ, justified, not sinned. The soul man, on the other hand, also has to be saved. But the salvation of the soul man, unlike the spirit man, whose salvation is immediate and complete upon inviting Christ into one's heart to be personal Lord and Savior, and then trusting by faith that He does it, the salvation of the soul man is different. The salvation of the soul man is a lifetime process. Romans 12:2 tells us that the soul man, or the mind, needs to have salvation just as does the spirit and the body. In Romans 12:2 we read, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." Notice how that verse begins. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, we said that the mind, will, and emotions is the soul. So this verse is telling us that the soul or mind is in need of renewing, that is salvation, being saved. And that is a lifetime process. It is done by the Spirit of God doing His work in us, and by the study and taking possession of and applying the Word of God to our lives. The Word of God changes us. The Word of God builds us up. The Word of God teaches us how we should walk through this life. And so, one may say, well, what should happen if I should die before my soul man is totally renewed, if it's a lifetime process? Well, the answer to that is in Philippians. It says, "He who has begun a good work in you is able to bring it to completion in the day of Christ Jesus." What is the day of Christ Jesus? The day of Christ Jesus is either the day of the rapture of the body of Christ from the earth, where Christ takes the church, the body of Christ, and removes it from the earth before he brings a final judgment through the 7-year tribulation that will come. And before that happens, a rapture, a taking away of the church from the earth will occur, and our soul will be immediately and completely perfected in the day of Christ Jesus. The day of Christ Jesus can also be the day of one's personal death, whichever comes first, the rapture or one's death. God then completes the perfection of the body at that time and of the soul. And of course, the spirit is immediately and completely perfected when we receive Christ through the born again experience. John 3:3. So it's a work of God in our lives. It's not self-effort. It's trust, which is faith. You are saved by grace, God's love and power, victory to you through faith, which is what? Faith is trust. Trust on Christ. And so when that moment comes to be perfected, it is all a work of God and none of us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, the literal Young's translation says, "And the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly," that is completely, "and may your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved unblameably in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ." Did you get that? In other words, Christ will bring our perfection to completion. We will be blameless in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are those that say, well, when we die, the soul sleeps or the soul dies. That's false teaching. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, Jesus himself said, "And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul." You see, the soul continues to live on with the spirit man, and the body will be resurrected and reunited as a glorified body, so that we will live in eternity with the Lord, glorified spirit, soul, and body. But the scripture warns us in Mark 8:36, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" There's something to think about, isn't it? How can one lose their own soul? The answer to that is through sin, and particularly through the practice of sin. You see, there are people who believe that since Christ paid the price for all sin, they can do whatever they want. No, grace, God's love and favor toward you, is not a license to sin. Why? Because grace demands a response. If we sin out of weakness, the scripture says that we have an advocate with the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. But it also says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 that if we practice sin, that's what is called iniquity, the practice of sin. If we practice sin, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin. It goes on to say that the blood of Christ does not cover us, and that we are subjected then to the fearful expectation of judgment. Iniquity is a problem. We do not have an advocate or an attorney with the Father, a mediator. When we are willful in the practice of sin and continue in it, what is the remedy? Surrender it to Christ. You can't take it away yourself. He has to do it in you and through you. Remember what the Word said? 1 Peter 5:10. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Who will do it? He will do it. How? By trusting on him, by asking him to clean you up, by surrendering to him all the problem areas of your life. You see, in the world, victory in battle occurs through conquering. But in the realm of the Spirit, in the kingdom of God, victory occurs through surrender, giving the problems to Christ and praying it daily until eventually he takes it away from you. Why? Scripture says, and this is God speaking, I share my glory with no one. You see, if there were anything that you or I could do to clean ourselves up, who would get the glory? We would. And the scripture says, I share my glory with no one. That's God speaking. So, if that's the case, we can't compete against God to try to clean ourselves up. It doesn't work. No, we have to surrender our lives to Christ, and we have to surrender our sin, whatever it is. We have to name it and tell him that we give it to him. We surrender it to him and ask him to remove it from our soul. The scripture says, the soul that sins, it shall die. Now that doesn't mean be annihilated. It means to die spiritually. It has need of restoration. So what is the solution? The solution is that we must come to Christ and surrender our lives and trust on him, which is faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:7, and we learn to do things God's way. In Matthew 11:29, we read, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. This is Jesus speaking. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. How will you find rest unto your souls? Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. What is the yoke? The burden, which is what? His method of doing things. Walking in his word. Walking in his ways. Appropriating, taking possession of, that is, his life. Permitting him to live his life in us and through us, by yielding to him on a daily basis. And then he says, and learn from me. Get into the Word of God. Learn to act on it. Whenever you read it, pray the Holy Spirit to teach you what he wants you to know that day. It transforms us. It perfects our souls. It strengthens us internally. It gives us peace, and it gives us hope. Let me ask you a question. Is your soul at peace? Or are you tormented? Are you upset at the things of life? Are you anxious? Surrender it all to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not someone who died on a cross and is now gone. No, he is alive. He is resurrected to show us that we can have eternal life in him. And we can reach out to him, and he will reveal himself personally to every person who does, to prove to them that he is real and that the Christian faith walk is real. The scripture says God is love. The Christian faith is the only religion, if you want to call it that. It's really a confession on a person named Christ or Jesus. It is the only confession in the world that preaches love. God is love, the scripture says. Are you ready? Today's as good a day as any to receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Say these words aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin, the Lord Jesus Christ will do all the rest. And when he reveals himself to you, and he says in the Gospel of John, I will manifest myself to them, you will know that he is real and that the Christian faith walk is real. Pray these words aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin, the Lord Jesus Christ will do all of the rest.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith and faith alone. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.